All right, continuing our Parsha ideas with the Shar Levi. Shar Levi is the previous Boston Rebbe, the Boston Rebbe known, Rav Levi Yitzchak Levi, Ish Harwitz, Zuchus Yogin Aleinu, Alun Shabbat Nishmas, Rachel Parabas of Moshe, Daniel Sabas Eliezer as well, Levi, whose Yartza was this week. At the end of the day, I want to say a very quick idea, trying to connect the Emunah of Sarah, the Emunah of Avraham, and the Emunah of Yitzchak Avinu. Ayuchai Sarah Mishneh, Sarah Mishneh, Rashi says these were the days of Sarah. Rashi says Shnei Chayei Sarah, Kulan Shavin Latova. They were all for good. Says Rabbi Avram of Tzlonim. Says the Boston Rabbi over here. I don't understand. Didn't she go barren for 90 years? Wasn't she captured not once but twice by Avimelech and by Paro? Didn't she have to deal with Yishmael? Sarah didn't have a perfect life. Kulan Shavin Latova. They're all good in years. Says Rabbi Avram Tzlonim. Says the Boston Rabbi. No. Kulan Shavin Latova means that they were all equal in Latova. That everything that happened to her was Gamzu Latova. Was called Avarachman Latov Avar, like the Gemara and Brachas Adav Samach Amabay says. That anything and everything that happened to her, whether it looked good or not, Sarah Menu had the faith. Sarah Menu had the Amunah. That at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu would take care of her, whether it was hard or not. And maybe this could say, the Boston Rebbe doesn't say this, but maybe this can answer the Medrash that everyone talks about, an opening Medrash to our Parsha. Rabbi Akiva's students are falling asleep, and Rabbi Akiva wants to wake them up. And Rabbi Akiva tells them, how did Esther Maka know that she was going to rule over 127 provinces one day? Because she saw that she was a great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, who lived for 127 years. And all the Svarim and all the Mefarshim ask, what is the connection between the two? And the Svarim say, very simple. At the end of the day, Sarah Imenu implanted the Emunah. She implanted the Emunah in Esther Malka. Not just a tostama that Esther before Haman. No, it's in the middle of the story. How did Esther know that she was going to be successful with her 127 provinces? Says the Sar Makadoshim because she saw that Sar Menu lived her 127 years with great amuna and great faith. And that is exactly, maybe that the Medrash connects to this Rashi. Kulan Shavin Latova. Yeah, they were all equal in they're not just equal, but everything was Gamzu Latova. Everything was good in Sarah's eyes. And the same trait of always looking for the good, of realizing that the Rabbon Shem runs the welt, is in Avram Avinu. Chav Da'at Aleph, Avram Zokin, Baba Yomim, V'Hashem Berachas Avram Akol. Avram Avinu was great, was old in his days, and Hashem blessed him with Bakol. Says the Boston Rebbe, what's the deeper idea of Avram Zokin, Baba Yomim? He was old in his days. We know the Pasuk tells us to him, L'hagid Baboger Chazdecho, Emunascha Balelos. During the daytime, Yom refers to day, Yom refers to things that are clear. And be'emunascha ba'leilos, and you have to have emuna when it's hard. At the end of the day, says the Boston Rebbe, kol ha'koros ha'mechom rosh sha'orol av kulam hayo etzol b'chenes yom. That everything that happened in Avram's life was yom. V'avrim zokin ba'ba yomim. That he was blessed with days, but not just days. That everything in his life, there was no such thing as night. There was no such thing as choshech. V'avrim zokin ba'ba yomim. He was zocher to Yomim. And what's Yomim? That everything, doesn't matter what happened with Hagar, doesn't matter what happened with Shmuel, or with Paro, with Avimelech, with Sarah, with Orkazim, everything was Yom to Avram Avinu. The same way that Sarah Avinu saw the good in the Rabbon Hashem always, and the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, I was Avram Avinu. Right? What's the whole concept of bringing monotheism to the world? Is that they're on fire for the Rabbon Hashem too. On fire for Emunah. Like Rabbi Nachman says, Tinyana, beginning of Tinyana, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Echad Haya Avram. The whole world was on one side. He was known as Avram HaIvri. It wasn't just Avram the Hebrew. Avram HaIvri means that the whole world was doing their thing. But Avram was so implanted in the Echad. He was so implanted in the oneness of him, in the oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So at the end of the day, Sarah says the base of Avram in the Boston Rebbe on Sarah Min Kulun Shavu L'Toyva. Everything was for the best. And Avram Avinu v'Avram Zokhi Baba Yomim. He was Zokhi to Yom. He was Zokhi to the good. He was Zokhi to always see the good, even when there was sometimes night in his life. How do we bring this to Yitzchak Avinu? How did Yitzchak Avinu get this? So the Boston Rebbe says something beautiful. Gemara Brachas tells us of Chavava Mebiz, that when Yitzchak goes to Davin, Vayetzah Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Gemara Brachas tells us that this is the first tefillah of Mincha. And the Torah tells us in Simon Reish Lamed Beis that a person has to be very careful. Shukach Yesh Liyizar Ba Yoyser, the Gemara Brachas Chavava Mebiz tells us a person to be very careful with the tefillah of Mincha. What's the tefillah of Mincha? Because the tefillah of Mincha is supposed to be lifnos erev, before nighttime. What's the whole point of mincha? Tzorach adam l'schazik l'chaber es hayom v'halayla. V'hayerev v'yivoker yom echad. What's the whole point of mincha? Is to attach daytime and nighttime together. L'ha'ir gam es halayla. to make sure that the nighttime is also lit up with fire, to lit up with emunah. The avodah of mincha, what mincha represents. Mincha represents towards evening. Lifnos erev, the pasuk says. Lifnos erev means that, yeah, they're going to have hard times in your life. But our job before mincha is to bring as much day and to channel that into the nighttime of our lives. And that is the midah that Yitzchak Avinu didn't just have for himself. He learned that by Sarah. He learned that by Avram Avinu. At the end of the day, each and every single one of us, we have the children of Avram Avinu. Ma'is avasim labanim. We have hard days, we have those hard times, to make sure to bring in the yom. To bring in the yom means to bring in the good, to find the good in anything and everything that happens in our life. And to gamzu the tova, the avrim zogin baba yomim, bezocha, to the clarity of day. And at the end of the day, to have that alok of Yitzchak Avinu, the alok of Yitzchak Yitzchak Latzoch Basad, lifnos erev, before evening, to bring the or, to bring the light of day into the evening means to bring the emunah into the darkness and heart. Hamish Bizoch Bez Hashem, Kachavs.